Yizayin Amabez, top line, Tanan. Quote from our Mishnah. Atzeres shechal lios Erev Shabbos. Shavuos falls out on Erev Shabbos. Beishanai omrim yom tvoch achara Shabbos. You can't bring the korban on Yontif. You can't bring the korban on Shabbos. So the slaughtering day is after Shabbos. Ubeisil omrim ein yom tvoch. No, you don't need a slaughtering day because you can bring the korbanos on Yontif itself. Beisil alishitosam. That you can bring an ola and shlamim on Yontif. So I asked the Gemara, my love, isn't it so, Eila Yom Tvoch Klau? When the Mishnah says Eila Yom Tvoch, that you don't have any days to bring the korban. We don't have this, we just said on the previous Omer that you have 7 days to make up the korban if you didn't bring it. Sounds like from the Mishnah, Eila Yom Tvoch, no Yom Tvoch, Eila Yom Tvoch Klau! And so the Gemara, lo. Really, you Beis Hillel agrees that you have 7 days to bring the karbanos. What does he mean? Ein yom tovach. She ain't a tzricha yom tovach. You don't need a yom tovach because you can bring it on Yontif. Beis Shammai needs a yom tovach. Beis Hillel says you don't need it. You can bring it on Shabbos. You can bring it on Yontif. You didn't bring it on Yontif. You can't bring it on Shabbos, but you still have another 5 days. Umay kamash milon, the makrivin biyome. What's the chiddush? That Beis Hillel holds you could bring it on Yontif. Hafligu b'chadazimna. We already had this machlokes once. This na Beis Shammai omrin, may be in shlamim, the ain't some kind of land. Avalog olos. Beis Shammai told us you could bring shlamim. Don't do smich on the karban, but don't bring olos. Ubeis Hillel omrin, may be in shlamim, but olos is some kind of land. You could bring shlamim, you could bring olos, and you could do smicha. So why do we need the sound of same machlokes twice? Says the Gemara, Tzricha, the I Ashmeinam Beha. If we're only going to have this case, which case? Let's see, Beha Ka Amri Beis Shammai Mishum De Efshar Lamacha. When does Beis Shammai say, if we're only going to have the case? Which case? If we're going to say. If we're only going to have the case where Yontif falls on a regular day, and on a regular day, Beis Shammai is telling us that you can't bring the korban on Yontif, right? A regular case, this year. Shavuos is on Wednesday. Nachon? Shavuos is on Wednesday. So if that's where Beis Shammai is going to tell us you can't bring the korban on Wednesday, the Iyash Mina Baha, if we're only going to have the case where Shavuos falls out during the week, Baha Kari Beis Shammai, in this case Beis Shammai holds that you don't bring the korbanos on Yontif, but you bring it the next day. Bring it on Thursday. Mishum de efshel lamacha, because he can bring it the next day. Have a hacha, but if Yontif falls out on Erev Shabbos, where you can't bring it the next day, ema modu hula beis Hillel. You might think that Beis Shammai agrees to Beis Hillel. You shouldn't bring it on Yontif, but you can bring it the next day. If you can't bring it the next day, because the next day is Shabbos, you can even bring it on Yontif. Beis Shammai would agree. That's what you might think. Therefore, Beis Shammai needs to argue, even in the case of Erev Shabbos. When Shavuos falls on Erev Shabbos, to tell me even though you can't bring it tomorrow, you still can't bring it today, you have to bring it after Shabbos. V'i Ashmina Baha, if we're only going to have the case of Erev Shabbos, Baha Ka'amri Beis Hillel. Maybe Beis Hillel only holds you allowed to bring the Karbanos on Yontif in the case where it's Erev Shabbos. Mishum Zila Efshel Lamacha. Because you can't bring it the next day. But when Yontif falls out on Wednesday, Eima Mod to Beis Shammai. Maybe they agree to Beis Shammai. Don't bring it on Wednesday, bring it on Thursday. Tzricha. Therefore, we need Beis Hillel Beis Shammai to argue in a regular case, and to argue in a case where Yontif falls out on Erev Shabbos. You might think, only when you can do it tomorrow, but if you can't do it tomorrow, you do it today. No, Beis Shammai tells you, even when you can't do it tomorrow, you still can't do it today. You might think Beis Hillel is only Mekel when you can't do it tomorrow, but in a regular case, he'll say do it tomorrow. No, Beis Hillel is always Mekel, Beis Shammai is always Machmir. Beis Hillel says you can always bring the Karbanos on Yontif, Beis Shammai says you can never bring the Karbanos on Yontif. Korban Ola. Toshma. Mi shelo chag shivas yimei ha-pesach u-shmonis yimei ha-chag v'yontif ha-rishon shel atzeres. If you didn't bring the korbanos for all 7 days of Pesach, and you didn't bring the korbanos for all 8 days of Sukkis, and you didn't bring the korbanos on Shavuos, shuv eino chogeg. You can no longer bring the korban. Chogeg is the verb for chagiga. You can't bring the korban chagiga anymore, you're stuck. My love, isn't it so, Yontif shel atzeres, that you have to bring it on Yontif itself? Not like Beis Shammai. No, Yom Tavoach. No, it's talking about the Yom Tavoach, the day, the slaughtering day. That's what Beis Shammai will tell you. Oh, Yehochi nifshot minod dechad Yom Tavoach. There's only one day, slaughtering day. Now, the Gro here takes out the word Harishon. This Aleph is the Gosa Gro, he takes out the word Harishon. So we can learn out from here. There's only one slaughtering day. Up to now, you're saying you have 7 days. You see, only one day. No, ema yemei tvoach. You have many days of slaughtering. It's telling you, if you don't bring the korban on any one of the 7 slaughtering days, then you lost your chance. Just like if you don't bring the korban the 7 days of Pesach and the 8 days of Sukkot. Toshma, the Tani Rabbah Bar Shmuel, Amra Torah, the Torah told us, Mane Yamin, Mekadesh Chodesh. Count the days, and then be Mekadesh Lechodesh, what we call Rosh Chodesh. We also have a mitzvah, Mane Yamin, count the days, Mekadesh Atzeres, count 49 days, and then your Mekadesh, the 50th day is Shavuos. Ma Chodesh Leminuyav, just like Chodesh, every month you count until you get to 29 or 30, and then you have Rosh Chodesh. And you're counting days, and how many days of Rosh Chodesh is basically one day. It's based on the day you're counting days, and Rosh Chodesh is one day. Avatzeres leminuyei. So to Atzeres, you're counting days. You get to the 50th day. The 50th day is Shavuos. It's only one day. So my love, isn't it true? Goma michodesh. We learn out Shavuos from... We learn Shavuos from Rosh Chodesh. Ma Chodesh Yom Echad. Afateres Yom Echad. Just like Rosh Chodesh is one day, Shavuos should be one day. Only one day to bring the korban. I'm a rabbi, but this bread, does that make sense? Atu Atzeres Yomi Maninan Shavui Lo Maninan. By Sfiras Omer, we only count days, we don't count weeks. Vamar Abaye, Mitzvah Lemimni Yomi. Dechsev Tisbru Chamishim Yom. U Mitzvah Lemimni Shavui. We don't just count days, we also count weeks. You count days and weeks. And the whole name of the holiday is after weeks. So it's not a problem, it's not a stira, it's not a kasha to have a full week where you can bring your korban for Shavuos. This has halachic ramifications, I feel it is man azeh. Many, many shuls will not say tachlin for 7 days after Shavuos, because that was the day where you could have brought the korban during the times of the Beis HaMikdash. So Ki'ilu, they're not saying Tachlon, we don't say Tachlon Rosh Chodesh, Sivan, we don't say Tachlon Rosh Chodesh Mehagbalah, we don't say Tachlon Shavuos, of course, is Yontif, but even the 6 days after Shavuos has certain dinim of Shavuos in that you could bring the Shavuos Korban, therefore, Lach L'maisa, many shuls do not say Tachlon. Okay, now we're going to bring a different source for the fact that Shavuos has 7 days to bring the Korban. We had on the Daf Yud Zayin Amar Aleph, Amar Rabbi Elazar, Amar Rabbi Hoshaya, we had a connection between Shavuos and Chag HaMatzos. Just like Chag HaMatzos is 7 days to bring the Korban, Hordin Chag HaShavuos is 7 days to bring the Korban. Good? So now, Debei Rabbi Elazar and Yaakov Tana, Omakra, the Pasuk says, Ukratem, Uvukutzuchem. Ukratem be'etzem ayom azeh. And Rashi says that's talking about Shavuos. And it also talks about Uvukutzuchem as Kitzir Artzuchem. Eze chag shata korei v'kotzer. What chag are you korei? What chag are you announcing? And you are also cutting the stuff at the same time. Haviomer is a chag atzeres. These psukim are talking about Atzeres. You have Pasuk Ukratzem, talking about Atzeres, and you have Uvukutzuchem. Ezo chag shatakore vikotzer, that you could do ksira. Havi omer is echag Atzeres. So what's it talking about? Emas. When are you cutting the wheat? You're cutting the wheat on Yontif. Ineim be Yontif, ksira be Yontif, mishari. You let it cut wheat on Yontif. Can't be. Elalav v'tashlumin. This is referring to the tashlumin. Meaning, right, on Yontif you cannot cut. But this shows us that added on to Shavuos is another week that you could do. You could bring the korban a time where you can cut the wheat. You can't cut the wheat on Yontif. Now that actually is a very interesting point, because the Ar Rishonim, it could be even the Shulchan Aruch, that holds that on Yontif you're allowed to cut, you're allowed to pick an apple because it's for food. You don't have it. It's for Ochel Nefesh. Right? You're allowed to cook, you're allowed to shecht, or you're allowed to pick fruit on Yontif in order to eat it. So we pass and you're not allowed to. Everyone agrees you're not allowed to, basically. The question is why? So some say, it's us from here it sounds like it's us in the Torah. But there are many Rishonim, oh, it's only Asa Midra Banan, and if so, they have a very difficult time reading this Gemara, which sounds like it's Asa Midra Torah. And that's why the Gemara says it must be that Shavuot has tagged onto it an additional week within which you can bring the Korban, because that's the time of Uvu Kutrachem. You can cut your wheat the next day, the next few days, the next 6 days. So there, you're celebrating Shavuot in that you're bringing the Korbanos, and at the same time, you could be cutting your wheat because it's not Yontif. So again, Elam and beyond of Ktsir, beyond of Mishari, Elalav the Tashlumin, it's coming to tell you that you can bring the Korbanos. The Apagad, the Itmid Rabbi Lazam Rabbi Shaya, it's of Rabbi Lazam and Yaakov. Now the Gemara tells us we need Rabbi Lazam and Yaakov, and we also need Rabbi Lazam Rabbi Shaya that we discussed on Amud Aleph. Why? The Imid Rabbi Lazam Rabbi Shaya, if we would only have what we had in Amud Aleph from Chag HaPesach, Hava, I mean, I would think, just like there's Isra Malacha, Chalamoid also has an Isra Malacha. So the all 7 days of Pesach, there's an Isra Malacha. You might think, the 7 days of Shavuot, the 6 days after Shavuot, within which you can bring the Korban, you might also think, have Dinim. Oh, Chalamoid, it's also to do Malacha, Kamash Milan, Drabalaz Ben Yaakov. Therefore, comes Rabbi Lazar ben Yaakov to tell me, no, you're doing malacha, uvu kutzrachem, you can cut the wheat while you bring your korban. There's no isser malacha whatsoever. The Imid Rabbi Lazar ben Yaakov, if we only have Rabbi Lazar ben Yaakov, who tells us that you could bring your shavuos korban at a time where you're cutting your wheat. Lo yadana kama, I wouldn't know how many days. All I know is that uvu kutzrachem, when you're cutting your wheat, you can bring a shavuos korban. 1 day, 10 days, 100 days, how many days? Kamash milan, the Rav Zemer v'shaya, we learned it out from Pesach, 7 days. We have to go a little bit further. V'reish Lakish, he says similar to what Rabbi Lazar ben Yaakov just told us, with a little bit of a twist, brings a different pasuk. V'reish Lakish amar v'chag hakotzir. By Shavuos, one of the names of Shavuos is Chag HaKotzer. Ezel Chag Shetachogeg V'Kotzer Bo. What Chag can you bring a Chagiga as you cut your wheat? Hadayom is that Atzeres? That's Shavuos. Emas, when? Edeim B'Yontif, Ksira B'Yontif, Mishari? Can't be B'Yontif. Yontif, you're not allowed to cut your wheat. Elalav L'Tashlumin. Must be for Tashlumin. Rabbi Yochanan is not happy with this drasha. Elameyatif, that's true. Chag HaOsif. We have all the Yomim Tovim have names of seasons in which they worked in the field. Chag HaOsif. What's Chag HaOsif? Ezel Chag Sheish Bo Asiva. Havi Omer Zeh Chag HaSukkis. Sukkis is called Chag HaOsif, meaning you can gather in your wheat. Amos, when are you doing that? Ilei B'Yontif, Malacha B'Yontif, Mishari? You're allowed to do Malacha B'Yontif? Elo B'Chol HaShamoid. Chol HaShamoid, Mishari? Are you allowed to do that even on Chol HaMoid? Elo, what's Psha Chag HaOsif? Chag HaBa B'Zman Asifa. The Yontif that comes during the time where you usually gather in your stuff. You're not doing it on Yontif, you're not doing it on Chol HaMoed, but this is the season. September, after the summer, you're gathering in your wheat. Hachanami Chag HaBa B'zman Kitzira. So too says Rabbi Yochanan, there's no raya over here. When we call Chag HaKotzir, it doesn't mean your mom is doing Kotzir to discuss Shabbat, is it Yontif, it's a wheat. It's talking about Chag HaBa B'zman Kitzira. And therefore, it's not coming to tell us that you could bring a korban while you do your ketzira. Just like you're not doing your asifa on Sukkot, you're not doing your ketzira necessarily even on the week that follows Shavuot.